This is Hollis Seavey speaking from a house radio gallery in Washington, D.C. Joe, I have with me here Congressman Claire Hoffman of Michigan, a member of the Michigan delegation who was in the House chamber when the incident occurred this afternoon. Now, Congressman, if you'd be good enough, I wonder if you'd tell our WJR listeners just what happened.
Well, the House was considering the bill to bring in the Mexican workers, and there was a great deal of interest and some controversy about it. It was shortly after 2:30, and suddenly up in the southwest corner of the gallery, firing broke out. Some thought it was firecrackers. Personally, I wasn't more than 75 or 100 feet down on the floor, almost directly under. I looked up. I saw the guns in the hands of two men and one woman. They were waving them around and shooting, but I thought that they were shooting blank cartridges. In fact, one of the members of the House, there was a sudden rush from down in front toward the back, and one of the members laid down on in the aisle right in front of where I was, and I went up and poked him with my foot and told him to get up and come on out of there. I said, what's the matter with you? They're nothing but blanks. They're just having some fun up there. Well, then I looked down in front and noticed that Mr. Bentley had been hit, and I ran out the door and went up in the gallery. I thought these fellows would be getting away, and I went up in the corridor, and the policeman up there, a fellow as old as I am almost, I guess, only considerably larger, was trying to hold one of these fellows, and two or three fellows had one of the others. The woman was down there. Someone had a hold of her. I noticed a couple of congressmen. I noticed Ben Zant. I'd forgotten the others, but in any way, they collared them, and I think one of them got away. The shooting was thought, I think, by practically all of the members who were in the back end to be just a demonstration. I don't think anyone regarded it seriously. Some of us recalled that once before some fellow up in the gallery had thrown a gun over the railing and down on the floor. And then when I got up there and got into the gallery, I went over to the press gallery, and down below there was Mr. Bentley laying there on the floor, bloody. Jensen was being carried out. Davis from Georgia over on the other side had his leg, his pants rolled up, his leg bare where a bullet had gone in. And, of course, then we realized that it was a very, very serious matter.
Your recollection is that there were how many shots, Congressman Hoffman?
Oh, well, I couldn't tell. They were fast, don't you see? Mm-hmm. There might have been, I would say, anywhere from 10 to 15. Might have been a few more, a few less. But they were loud. And the woman waving the gun, that's one reason I didn't take it so seriously. She wasn't pointing at anyone, apparently. She was just waving it around, and some of the bullets did go into the ceiling. Then someone into the wall, way across on the other side of the hall. I think one of them, Paul Schaefer, usually stands over there behind the railing. Paul of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those, one of the, two of those bullets went within, I'd say, 4 or 5 inches of Paul's head.
This is the first time it's happened in the House of Representatives, to the best
time,
of your knowledge?
First time that I know of.
And do you think on the basis of this tragic incident that any steps will be taken, Congressman?
Oh, yes, they'll have to take something. Now, we talk about being a free people and we're having what they call a democracy here where everyone can come into the halls and see. Well, that's wonderfully fine, and I'd be in favor of continuing it that way if we had only in this country coming to Washington Americans. Now, here's an illustration, and I hope that the people of this country that learning about this tonight, I hope they'll get down on their knees and thank God that they've had here a democracy and that we have been a law-abiding people. Otherwise, we'd be settling these things every day as they do in these other countries. Shoot the ruler if you don't like him. Now, we haven't had that. It ought to be a warning to our people to get off of this idea that everybody throughout the world should be brought in here and given treatment equal to that we give our law-abiding, God-fearing people. You just can't treat those people who have these ideas. Now, these Puerto Ricans, they shouldn't be permitted to come in here and be citizens as they are, not until they learn to obey the law and have decency for the law, or respect for the law, decent treatment for everybody.